Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bandit tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats? Confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dane Wigington's with us this morning. We're going to be talking about geoengineering. Dane Wigington, welcome.
Thank you, Vincent. Thanks for being a voice to get this issue out in the open that I think more people are now beginning to notice because the weather is completely off in many different directions. They're starting to realize, thankfully, that the weather is no longer natural and has not been for a very long time.
Dan, I want to thank you for calling me up here at the farm and just making sure that I had a pulse. I really appreciate that. That was very kind of you. Yeah, call me a couple of days ago.
Well, I mean, given the overall picture we have, anything's possible these days with the kind of police state that we're all beginning to live in, Vincent, so appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, and I appreciate what you do. As a matter of fact, Dane, last night we had a meetup at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri, and I showed your video, Geoengineering, a Clear and Present Danger. Class, if you'd like to see the video I'm talking about, just go to USAPrepares.com, page one. There's a link to the video right there. So that's Dane Wigington's video. It's about 40-something minutes long. It's excellent. It's a great primer. It will open your eyes. It will open the eyes of those around you who think that maybe there just might be something to what we're talking about. Dane, I went out this morning just for the broadcast, looked out toward the west. Sky was covered with what is becoming all too familiar now. Now, it's not just a couple trails in the sky. It's now triangular patterns. I mean, I see all kinds of patterns, and it absolutely cannot be commercial air traffic or private air traffic flying like this, because if they were, they'd be crashing into each other. I mean, it's deliberate. It's in our face, and it's defiant. It's literally defiant. These defective people who are doing this are just saying they're showing us how they can get away with it. It's over the top. It's out of control, and it's got to stop.
Well, it is, and this is again the testimony to the degree that populations can be programmed to accept anything. We are all being sprayed like rats. This is biological warfare along with weather modification. It's nothing less, because we all have to breathe what they're spraying. So, Vincent, even though I certainly salute our brothers and sisters in the military, I think most of them are there for honorable purposes, we're at a point now where there's enough data out there, there's really no excuse for them not knowing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's not okay to just follow orders when those orders dictate that you spray your own populations with highly toxic materials that are making people sick across the country. And I hear about this every day because I deal with this issue, and I deal with people who are struggling with respiratory issues, which are off the chart, a host of other ailments. At minimum, at bare minimum, we know the materials they're using that are listed on patents that are showing up in our rainfall air tests are highly toxic, damaging to the immune system, damaging to the neurological system, and a list of other human ailments too long to even begin to go into, connected to aluminum, again, barium, strontium, manganese. We know these materials are coming down on us. There's absolutely no question we have a lab test to prove it. We know these materials are primary elements in climate engineering patents. So the spraying is worse all over, and most have noted this, although, you know, again, a lot of people, the sky could be on fire, they wouldn't notice it. But we've seen a big ramp up, Vincent, globally, and it's having increasingly cataclysmic effects on our planet and us.
Dane, we have a backhoe here at the farm. That's an older model, Case 580 Super E backhoe with a big front end loader on it. And the reason I'm mentioning this, I'm trying to give a description of the scope of this. Along our driveway, we had a fence line that was built many, many, many years ago for cattle purposes. And along the fence line, some trees grew up. So these trees are between 60 and 75 years old. And, Dane, we have had to cut some of them down because the bark is falling off these trees. These trees have been around for a long time, and all of a sudden, they're dying. And like they died within the last 2 years. So to prevent them from falling down on animals and cars and us, we had to cut them down because they're dead. And it's not just one tree, Dane. We have a farm that, I'll try to give a scope of it. It's a mile long by, well, some places it's a half a mile deep, some places it's a quarter of a mile deep. So it's not like they're just a sample of a small size. We see these trees dying all over the farm. There's no shortage of firewood for us to cut to heat our farm. And it takes a lot of firewood to heat a building. It really does. No shortage, and we're loading this up in multiple trips up this great big backhoe scoop front end loader. Multiple trips, and that's just one tree. There's so many trees that I don't think we can cut down all the dead trees. There's just too many of them. And these are trees that some trees, if you made a circle with your arms, you know, kind of like a hula hoop, stretch your arms out in front and touch your fingers together. Some trees are way bigger than that loop or hoop you could make with your arms. They're that big. They're well over 100 years old, and they're dying. And they did. And this is recent. Dane, am I saying something that's different from what others are saying across the country?
No. Trees are dying all over the globe. We know this. We have peer-reviewed study to prove it. We have agencies, governmental agencies and environmental groups and so forth, all of whom are completely unwilling to address this issue. All of that unwillingness centers around money. In the case of the quote-unquote environmental groups, they're more concerned about their 501c3 nonprofit than they are telling the truth. I mean, they are astoundingly spineless. And the same goes with governmental agencies. Again, I was in the field, it's been about 6 months now, with congressional reps and USDA scientists looking at a hillside full of dead trees. And with a straight face, one of the USDA scientists, I asked him in front of the congressional reps, "Do you see any forest decline?" And he looked and looked back at us, and his response was, "No, I don't see anything." I mean, it's, you know, up is down, black is white, day is night. That's what these agencies are for. Their job is to convince the public there's nothing wrong when all hell is breaking loose. And that's where we're at. And I'm focused on this issue, Vincent, not because this is something I wanted to do, something that was particularly interesting to me.
Right.
This is simply the greatest all-out assault against all life on Earth, short of nuclear cataclysm. And people who are ignoring this issue, again, on the aircraft spraying, we're not guessing, we're not speculating. We have film footage of these aircraft spraying up close, at altitude, turning on and off. There's no question that this is going on. And those who simply don't want to face it are not yet to the point where they understand the ship is going down. It's going down by the day. They're tearing our atmosphere apart. They're poisoning the entire planet, quite literally. And whatever else is in this mix, again, we can speculate. And there's the Carnicon Institute, for example. People can Google this. They've come up with a lot of pathogens in their air sampling that they feel are engineered. So whatever intentional biological warfare and testing is going on with us, what we know is happening with no speculation can only be considered the same. If someone's intentionally spraying aluminum nanoparticulates, barium, strontium, manganese, again, all these metals highly harmful by themselves, you mix them together, they're much more harmful. When they're willfully doing that to a population, that can only be considered biological warfare along with the weather modification. You cannot separate the two. So we have the whole climate science community discussing geoengineering. I challenge people to search this subject. And not one of them mentions, oh, by the way, we'll have to breathe this stuff. And that's how controlled our information is. That's how controlled agencies are. They look the other way on cataclysmic events that are unfolding. We have the top research institutions like MIT stating on the record, and again, challenge people to search any of this. Don't believe me. That within 10 years, this is from MIT, within 10 years, one out of two children will have autism. One out of two. Now, do you think somebody might be able to turn off American Idol and join the fight for the common good while we're all still firing on enough neurons to know who we are? I hope so, because we are truly going down by the day. This is not my opinion. This is statistical fact.
Dane, you know, there are people who probably think that some of the things that you and I are saying are exaggerations. I submit to them that they just look up radiation experiments. St. Louis. Just go to Google and look up radiation experiments. And you'll find posts that will delineate very clearly that the United States Army used motorized blowers atop a low-income housing building and schools, and from the back of station wagons, releasing radioactive compounds in the air to see how they traveled and to see what would happen. Unsuspecting victims got blasted and their lives altered, and some died from the experiments that they weren't told about. That's just one. That's just one. And of course, you know about, Glass, you know about what happened with the atomic testing in the 1950s by the military. They'd say, okay, guys, listen, get in this ditch here, and we're going to give you some goggles, and look over that way. Now, we'll tell you when you can look and when you can't, and there's going to be a big explosion, and you're going to get to see an atomic weapon up close. You're going to get to see the effects of it. And just think, you'll be able to tell your children and your grandchildren. The only problem is, they all died.
Correct.
That's the kind of stuff that's going on. So this chemical testing, this chemical warfare on we the people, this geoengineering, it is absolutely real. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dane Wigington's with us, and his website is geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. And Dane's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo via teleseminar. So we're going to show a video at the Get Prepared Expo, and Dane and I will be on stage, and Dane will be answering your questions live at the Get Prepared Expo. That's the last weekend in March, coming up. So March 28 and 29. So I'm excited about that. Dane, what's the origin of the spraying? Where are these planes taking off from? Do you have a feel for that?
They're taking off all over the world. The scope and scale of these programs is unimaginable, and that's one of the reasons many people simply, even though they can see it with their own eyes, they simply shrug their shoulders and walk away from this issue. They convince themselves it just couldn't be true. It couldn't be happening on this scale. Again, in spite of the fact they can see it with their own eyes, we have film footage of it happening.
Yeah.
We have mountains of data. The entire scientific community is talking about this issue, the climate science community. And we have UN global governance outlines, congressional documents. Again, there's so much data in this, Vincent, it would take weeks and months to even begin to go through. So those who choose to come to conclusions without facts, because denial is more comfortable for them, they won't be able to stay in that position much longer, quite simply. Again, the manner or the degree to which these programs are altering the natural weather systems, contaminating our air, soils, water, it's total, globally. And we know this. Again, on the contamination issue, something I've mentioned before, but it's important to bring up again, 1,000 whales from the most remote places on the planet were tested for inorganics in 2010. And the report stated that they had jaw-dropping levels of aluminum in their tissue. Now, this can only come because they're breathing from the same atmosphere that the rest of us are breathing in.
Sure.
And every single human test subject that is tested for these metals, hair, blood, or urine, are completely loaded with these metals. And in fact, on respiratory issue, I'm looking even from articles from only going back a couple months on any net search, okay? Epidemic acute respiratory disease, another article. Outbreak of respiratory illness escalates, another article. Unexplained respiratory disease outbreak. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. We have absolutely off-the-chart levels of asthma, autism, ADD, COPD. Everything we would associate with these metals and being exposed to these metals is happening. And these metals are bioaccumulative. They go in, but they don't come out, not very easily or not at all. So we have, again, the autism going off the charts. We have Alzheimer's, dementia going off the charts. And that means that all of us, even if we're not diagnosed with an ailment, we're not firing on all neurons anymore. None of us are. So, again, back to why is this issue the most important? Why am I focused on this issue? Why is my entire life dedicated to this issue? Because if we don't deal with this issue, nothing else will matter very soon. I don't care what other challenges we face. The simple fact that we're breathing this stuff in, and that is day by day, reducing our cognitive ability, how can we face any other challenge if we can't think clearly? How can we possibly think any other face any other challenge if we're not healthy enough to do the most basic of tasks? In addition to, again, poisoning the entire biosphere, shredding the ozone layer, if the forest and the trees die, Vincent, and the insects are dying, and they are, we have terrestrial insect decline in Northern California of 90% in some regions, as measured by Forest Service biologists. Again, if the insects and the trees go, we will surely be close behind. And that's the path we're on right now.
Dane, it's absolutely crystal clear. For those of us who live in the country, we're used to the sound of bugs. We are. I mean, you can hear them, you can see them. They've gone away. Literally, we don't see the number of bugs that we used to see. We don't hear the number of animal sounds that we used to see. We don't even see the number of deer, armadillo, birds that we used to see. I'm serious. It's not like it's a few percent off. It's a massive percent off. It's got to be, we don't see half the deer we used to see. We don't see half the bugs we used to see. We don't see half the bees we used to see. Or the squirrels.
It's the same here.
Yeah. Okay, it is the same there?
It's the same here, Vincent. I mean, and you have, again, back to the denial. I spoke to one of the head bee people in the country, and she was not even willing to look at facts. Too uncomfortable
okay.
for her.
Look, okay, let's just do this. Let's look at the price of honey. Just look at the price of honey. It's gone way up. It's doubled in the last probably 6 years. Does that tell you that there's an overabundance of honey? No. Dane Wigington and I will be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dane, you know, I was thinking about some of the things you've said, and there's a poster we have on our website, USAPrepares.com, where there was a principal who altered test scores of the students, raised the test scores because the students weren't doing well enough. And what happens across America is students are tested in elementary and high school with standardized tests. And the theory is that if the students don't do well, the teacher's not doing his or her job, so we'll have to get rid of those teachers. And if enough teachers aren't doing well, then it's obviously a management problem and the principal's got to go. So it's incumbent upon the teachers to preserve their own livelihood to make sure the students do well. And some are resorting to teaching to the test, and some are resorting to cheating and helping the students on the test, and some are resorting to altering the test grades because the students aren't doing well. And here we have a problem with cognitive processes because we're being poisoned and we can't think. Doesn't this all tie together, Dane?
Well, it is, and there's no question about that conclusion. We have the lab test to prove this material is coming down on us. In fact, again, so much material. You mentioned your trees dying there, Vincent, but in Northern California, we have a solid USDA baseline study. In fact, this is a huge study, extremely expensive, in the many millions of dollars. We have the baseline soil pHs here, and that gives us something to compare with what we have now. And we've seen soil pHs change 10 to 12 times toward alkaline from the metal and the rain that's now coming down. What does that do? It sterilizes the soil, for one thing, all the soil microbes. In addition, we have peer-reviewed soil studies on the effect of bioavailable aluminum when it's exposed to root systems. It causes organisms to shut down. They don't want to uptake that toxin. To protect their DNA, they shut down nutrient uptake, and they begin to die. It's exactly what we have happening. So when you hear people say, well, the forests are dying because of the beetles or this or that, what's the underlying cause? So we have bioavailable aluminum. We have UV levels that are completely off the scale. And this is a degree to which it's easy to see how completely the quote-unquote agencies that people imagine to be for their protection are simply there to hide reality and dangers from the public. So we have UVB readings that are 1,000% higher than we're being told. UVB is extremely harmful. And again, I challenge people to look at the data on this. Google Geoengineering is destroying the ozone layer. We're metering this. We're not guessing. We have UVC on the surface now, Vincent. UVC is the last band of UV radiation before X-ray. We're told by all major agencies UVC stops 100,000 feet up in the atmosphere. No longer. So we have a lot of other perimeter peer-reviewed studies, whales' backs being sunburned, plankton die-off, massive UV kills plankton, plankton stocks down 50 to 60%. In fact, if any have looked, there's massive marine die-off right now on the U.S. West Coast, massive die-off. Beaches for huge spans of coastline littered, covered with dead birds. I went on an observational tour right about the first of the year to try to find any sea lions. Found none, zero. We're facing a total collapse of the biosphere. It's unfolding by the day. And again, for those who deny it, you won't be able to stay in that position for long. The faster you come to the table, the faster you help us expose this issue, the more we might have yet to save. Because the degree to which Earth's life support systems are being pulled apart, the degree to which we're all being poisoned, and there is no other word for it, that's exactly what's happening. It can't be overstated. I mean, we're talking about mathematically from what the climate engineers have stated on the record, the world's most recognized climate engineer, David Keith, stating an annual goal of 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates to be sprayed in the atmosphere annually, 20 million tons, with major payload military tankers, KC-135s, KC-10s, C-17s, they can carry some of them 60 to 70 tons. We're talking about 1,000 flights like that a day with 60 to 70 tons of nanoparticulates. The smaller the particle, the more harmful it is. And the reason it's not coming up with air testing, Vincent, is all the air testing agencies, by design, do not test for these materials. You can't find what you're not looking for. So they're testing for it generally PM10, which is 10 microns, at best, PM2.5 microns, we're talking about particles exponentially smaller, thus exponentially more harmful, and they go completely under the radar. Completely.
Dane, you know, as you describe this, I believe that you've mentioned publicly that you were talking to your parents about the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy and how his head was blown out from the back, and yet we were told that he was shot from the back. And those are completely impossible. You don't get shot from the back and have, you know, your head blown out from the back. He was obviously shot from the front.
Correct.
And I believe that you discussed this with your parents, and you were kind of reprimanded. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and we were all told that he was shot from the back by Lee Harvey Oswald. Here's the point I'm trying to make. We saw it. We saw it on video, and then the talking heads, the announcers, those paid script readers, tell us what we see is not what we see. They tell us what we're looking at, and we remember what they said, not what we saw. And that's exactly what's happening with these chemtrails. All you have to do is look up. This is not normal. I had, Dane, I had a neighbor in Virginia, really nice guy. And we talked about the weather. And he would tell me that the weather hadn't changed. It's the way it was when he was a child. And he was older than I. Absolutely impossible. But he believes the news. And the news was telling him that, you know, everything is just the same as it was. And we would have these massive deluges. And like, for example, we weren't all that far away from New Jersey. The Garden State Parkway would have several feet of water flooding because, and it would be right after a space launch. And I'd say 3 days after one of these space launches, you would see that the weather would have a massive change. Well, It was able to be changed by a rocket blasting off into space, and it was predictable. 3 days later, the weather would do something really weird, right? Literally, every single space launch. Well, the same thing is happening now. And, Dane, what about China? Are we geoengineering over China and North Korea?
China is geoengineering over China, and probably both China and U.S. are geoengineering over North Korea. These programs are global. Clearly, there's collusion between even opposing governments on this issue. And as I mentioned before, we know this to be true. We know it to have been the case historically. I found pictures of the Soviet weather modification scientists touring U.S. weather modification facilities in 1968 at the height of the Cold War. So there is absolutely collusion between governments on this issue, regardless of their opposing positions at the surface. So, again, the magnitude of what's unfolding is absolutely colossal, and their ability to skew data, for example, when you mention your friend who says the weather hasn't changed, that's right. Just simply denial. We have people in Northern California trying to maintain that position right now. It's like a different planet here from 10 years ago. The canyons above my house, which are very deep and have historically been frozen at the bottom of the canyon from perhaps early November through maybe late March, have yet to freeze. It's incredibly warm here. We're many nights, our low is 55 degrees, 56 degrees, and we have this happening across the country. In fact, places like Minneapolis that just went down to 20 below were only days prior to that. Minneapolis was pushing the nighttime low. This was in late December, was almost 55 degrees. That's 45 degrees above normal. Nobody talks about that. So why are they geoengineering? Again, people need to get this through their head. Why are they doing this? Power and control, ultimately. Mm-hmm. This is weather warfare against all populations of the globe. This is how you control populations and also sickening them and making them less able to take a stand at the same time. But the more damage that's done to the climate system, and I don't care if people don't like Al Gore, I don't like him either, but it doesn't mean the climate system is not horrifically damaged. But the more damage they do, much of it from climate engineering to begin with, the more they ramp up the climate engineering programs to try to hide that damage from the U.S. population. So how soon people forget, in December alone in the continental U.S., we had a spike in temperatures. I don't know if you remember. It went very high for a while. We set 2,400 high temperature records in December. And then we plunged, as we have the last 3 years in a row, into cold, engineered, extended period of time. We've had the same setup the last 3 years in a row. As the old year ends and the new year begins, radical, quote, polar vortex cool down. This is simply a psyop for the American population to convince them that the planet is not in trouble when it is. And I challenge people to, again, look at geoengineeringwatch.org, go down and look at some of our maps on the home page, where you can see the coldest place, the most anomalously cold place in the whole world, is the eastern half of the North American continent. Now, why would that be? Because it convinces the majority of the population in America there's nothing wrong with the climate. Well, that just simply isn't true. And anybody who looks up would realize you don't see much blue sky. When you're blocking the sun, it's colder. When you're ice nucleating, and this is very important, they are ice nucleating at a scale that can barely be imagined. This is chemical nucleating material. It causes a flash burn on foliage because the endothermic reaction is so intense, it can flash burn foliage, unlike snow in the past, which would actually insulate foliage. They are chemically nucleating just about all the moisture they can get plane over the top of Vincent, and we're seeing very anomalous things like ice boulders floating around Lake Michigan. This is a recent phenomenon. This is a result of ice nucleation. I challenge anybody to Google that. Google ice boulders in Lake Michigan, and you'll see photographs that will shock you, historically unprecedented, another result of ice nucleation. So, again, nothing is untouched. Nothing is untainted. Every breath we take is toxic. This is the world we live in.
Dane, I was thinking about some of the spraying, and you're right, the sky is overcast almost all the time, and Mrs. Finelli said to me, wow, look, you know, it's sunny. It's sunny this morning. It's like it was a phenomenon that was rare, and it's becoming rare. However, with the spraying, I'm sure that give it a couple more hours after this morning's spraying across the, you know, this triangular patterns, that it will be cloudy. But here's the question. With the I mentioned this at the meetup last night. How many of you have put aluminum in a microwave oven, you know, in the early days? Well, everybody did. Well, we've got aluminum in the air, and we've got microwaves in the air from cell towers and HARP. Let's talk about that. Have we created a wire in our atmosphere, and we're using that to conduct electricity? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dane Wigington's with us, and we're talking about geoengineering. And his website is geoengineeringwatch.org. And if you go to USAPrepares.com, click on the instructors tab, you'll be able to find Dane Wigington's website. That's in case, you know, you're driving or you're not able to get to your computer and you want to go to his website. You can go to USAPrepares.com, click on instructors, and you'll find Dane Wigington. He'll take you right to his website. There's a link there. Dane, I mentioned last night at the meetup, you know, how many of you have put some metal in your microwave oven, like a piece of an aluminum foil or something like that? And, you know, everybody, yeah, sheepishly raised their hands. Yeah, I did that. I was dumb. And I did too, okay, in the early days. Well, just to see what would happen. Well, with all this aluminum in the air and all of the electromagnetic radiation in the air from all of our cell phones, and it's additive. I mean, all these cell phones, just the signal strength, it's combined, it's added, and it creates a greater and greater signal strength. And then you add to that harp. Do we have wire in the air? Is this aluminum the equivalent of just wire? And if so, what about the aluminum in our bodies that comes from the breathing the air that has the aluminum in it? And can it kill us with that?
All of these scenarios are very lethal in and of themselves, and you combine them all, and we are truly living in a real-life nightmare. The atmosphere has been measured at 400% its historical conductivity. That's four times higher conductivity. It can't not be more conductive because it's filled with conductive metallic particulates. So in regard to the microwaving, right now, I want to stress, one, that people should not see trails behind most of these aircraft. All commercial carriers and all military tankers have a high bypass turbofan jet engine. 85% of the air that passes through that engine is non-combusted. So unlike fighter jet engines that burn a lot more fuel, a lot more densely without the air passing through them, the commercial carriers are basically like a giant fan. That's what they are. And we have a tutorial, Vince, and I just sent this to you on a high bypass turbofan jet engine. It's on the cover, the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. So what people need to understand is even the shorter bright trails are still particulate disbursements in most cases. We know this because we have film footage of them turning on and off. You can't turn a contrail on and off. So we shouldn't see all this stuff in the sky, with few exceptions. Now, I want to stress quickly, we have very lethal climate feedback loops that have been triggered. Methane mass expulsion in the Arctic is the most dire of all. Methane's filling the atmosphere right now. And going back to your microwaving the sky, right now, Project Lucy, that's an acronym, and Project Alamo are programs to microwave the atmosphere with opposing frequencies from these massive ground-based transmitters like HARP. There's several dozen around the globe, in order to try to degrade the methane in the atmosphere. So here's the paradox. The more damage they do to the atmosphere from these programs, the more they ramp these programs up to try to hide the damage already done from these programs. And all the while, you, me, and everybody else are breathing what they're spraying, being exposed to these microwave frequencies. Again, the gravity of what we face can't be overstated, Vincent, and I hope people join us in this fight, or we will have nothing left to save. GeoWatch has a free mobile app now. You can download if you have a mobile device. And also another website, skyderalert.com, S-K-Y-D-E-R, alert.com. You can photograph the sky, and that app will take that photograph and send it to legislators in your area. So we have tools people can use to help us sound the alarm, to raise awareness, and we all need to use those tools because we have to get these programs to light fast.
Dane, I hear the passion in your voice, and I know that you've dedicated over a decade to ringing the alarm and making people aware. I believe this is because you're concerned that we don't have much time left. Is that correct?
Mathematically, we have such a short time horizon if we stay on this trajectory. Mathematically, we have no chance if we stay on this trajectory. And I challenge anybody, investigate what I'm actually saying. We're in the sixth great mass extinction now, 200 species of plant and animal a day. We can't stay on this track, Vincent.
200 plant and animal species per day disappearing from the planet. That's what you
Correct.
Just said, right?
Statistical fact.
That ought to wake everybody up. Dane Wigington, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to being on the broadcast classroom with you again and again, and, of course, at the Get Prepared Expo in March. Thanks so much for all you do. I really appreciate it. Let's stay in touch. Coming up next, John Reagan. We're going to be talking about spy technology coming up next with USAPreparedness.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.